Jerry, love the weather out here, and I can tell you, having listened to the weather forecast in Ireland, I know why. Jerry was one of the nicest guys you could possibly meet. Great golfer, fantastic golfer. Darren Clark is doing well in the Australian Open, and he actually knew Darren Clark and played with him. He never had asked Jerry to do anything twice. He was just brilliant. He's a sad loss. He was a great representative. He loved where he came from, but he made part of his home.
He sounds like just such a lovely person.
He was more than lovely. He was gorgeous. Yeah. He'll be sadly missed. He loved it. Customers loved him. The staff loved him. He just touched everybody. He was one of those unique people.
How did you find out what had happened to Jerry, Paul?
Well, one of our other staff members who worked with Jerry came in yesterday in floods of tears, and her husband, boyfriend, worked with Jerry as well. So we're a very close-knit community here in Perth. You know, when it comes to being Irish and doing the best you possibly can with your life, that's what we do. And that's what Jerry did. So we were immensely proud of him, and we're going to organise a big fundraiser for him. And we have an organisation in Perth called the Clada Association, clada.org.au. And if anybody wants to send 10 bucks or 10 shillings or 10 pennies towards the repatriation of the two boys back to Ireland, it would be great.
Have you been speaking to Jerry's family at all?
No, they're still on the way. They're not here yet.
Dreadful journey for them, Paul.
Yeah, I'd imagine. I know what it's like here, so I'd imagine they're just... It'd be a long journey, wouldn't it? I mean, it's only 20 hours, but God, it'd take forever if you're coming out to see your dead boy.
Just a final point, Paul. How will you remember Jerry? What was the last conversation you had with him?
We were playing golf. His smile. He had the most beautiful smile. And playing golf, when he put a hole down, it was it. That smile came out. We had last night. We had staff come in that hadn't been here for a long time, and we had a couple of bottles of Jameson, not Jameson, Bushmills for Jerry.